Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, how are you? Good to see you, dude.
I'm doing great. Good to see you. Welcome back to California, right?
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yeah, I got back a couple nights ago, 3 weeks in Nevada, Lake Tahoe. Incredible holiday. Virginia City, Carson City, patriotic 2A folks loving life. Dude, Trump 2024 signs everywhere, I have to tell you, like not just the odd house, but like everywhere. There's no way Nevada was a blue state in the last election. There's just no way. But yeah, it's nice to be home. But not great to be back in California, but it's nice to be home.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a great time. It was great just to unwind out there. In a nutshell, to sum things up, you did miss a lot, which is okay. I would file this under holy crap, Batman, the world's on fire.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so, I've heard things are breaking loose. What's happening?
Things are breaking loose is a nice way to put it. So let's start at the top of the agenda. We hope everyone is doing well out there and hanging on to your hats, because this is nuts what's going on right now in the world. First off, our favorite New York governor threw in the towel. And it all happened pretty quickly. I think we were both on the fence about a week ago if he was really going to end it. But last Tuesday, he gave his 14-day resignation. And the first thing everyone's thinking is, dude, why do you need 14 days to clean out your closet?
Yeah.
But I think that's just what it is. I think he's got about a tenth that, you know, how many thousands of papers to burn and files to erase.
Yeah, he's got to get the shredding machine filed up, riled up. That's for sure. Juiced up. He's got 14 days, probably because that's the classic government voluntary resignation thing. He's going to get $500,000 annual pension as a result of that cash. Sure. Every year, plus lifelong healthcare benefits, et cetera, et cetera. So
he's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah. And he made millions off of that stupid book that libtards bought because he killed thousands of COVID nursing home patients. So right. Nice work.
A couple of points about that whole thing it took the harassment of women over the course of many years that actually was more important to people than literally killing thousands of elderly patients from his idiotic decision to put them all in the same home.
Right.
And to keep them enclosed.
Yeah.
So, but either way, even like what Janice Dean said, who's from Fox News, sure, whose in-laws both passed away under Cuomo's idiotic leadership. The main thing is he's gone. And there's been, of course, tons of fallout. So just here's a couple of highlights. So yeah, good riddance. And unfortunately, we're going to get another libtard to take his place. I won't even mention the lady's name. Yeah. She'll be a footnote in history in the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the you know what this group called Time's Up was all about? That was Time's Up to Sexual Harassment, right? Mm. And this is the fake women's group, getting after any men.
Isn't that related to Hands Up, the group down in the South there? Mm. Hands Up, is that something?
I don't know. What's I thought up, that was I thought that what they tell you when they were going to rob you in Compton.
Something here. Like the Hands Up. Yeah.
Time's Up. So she resigned. This high ranking Times official resigned. I won't even tell you her name. She's the board chairwoman, so very high up.
Yeah.
Because they're all hypocrites. Look at us. We're so, and it was the whole Hollywood jet set was behind a Meryl Streep and so on. Like, oh, those Time's Up. They're so important that we get out. Yeah. Meanwhile, they all knew about Cuomo and his shenanigans.
Of course.
Look the other way. So she resigned. And then the other one, which is even better, is that the main secretary and top advisor to Cuomo for years, I will mention her name. Her name is Melissa DeRosa. So Cuomo's top advisor, you can imagine the stories this lady can tell.
Yeah.
And she finally also resigned.
Yep. Yeah. Totally, dude. Thanks for bringing up those two points. And I mean, the between Cuomo downfall, we have Governor Newsom up for recall in California in about a month is the recall election. Hopefully Larry Elder is going to come through and win big on that. He's pulling ahead of everybody else. And then Whitman in Michigan, who basically is a disaster, kind of like a mini Cuomo there in Michigan, looks like she's on her way out as well. So while the tide is turning in some ways and in some major states, and of course, Texas and Florida are holding strong with the governors there, you know, there are continued forces at work on the other side, Dave, as you well know, and over the past weekend, as I know we're going to get into. You know, we saw Afghanistan fall. Now, for folks, just to catch people up here, so we're approaching the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. in a little over 2 weeks. And in a matter of 3 months, sleepy Joe Biden and his pathetic left-wing libtard administration has let, basically intentionally let, Afghanistan implode. They pre-announced the withdrawal of troops. They basically sent a signed, sealed, and delivered letter to the Taliban saying, we're out and we're going to be out by this date. They did it. And what happened? Same thing as in Syria a bunch of years ago. Created a vacuum. What happens in a vacuum? Bad dudes get sucked in. Taliban were biding their time. They've now taken control of the entire country as of this morning. We're recording the show on Sunday, August 15th. They have taken over Kabul, the capital. They've taken over the palace. The current president has resigned. They've shown them marching through the palace, and they have declared the country to be renamed as the Islamic State of Afghanistan. So you essentially have, Dave, Iran 2.0. There's some mullah dude who's put himself in charge of all this. And meanwhile, Sleepy Joe is at Camp David by himself. No public appearances scheduled for the next 5 days. I don't know. There's a few rumors out on the internet. Maybe the 21st Amendment. Maybe Kamala is going to take over. He does. He's lost his marbles. You know, is Pelosi going to become number two? I don't know. What do you think about all this?
There's a lot to unpack there.
A lot to unpack, dude. I'm telling you, there's a lot going on. I woke up this morning and it's like all this shit is happening.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, you come back to reality and it's a lot happening at one time.
Oh, yeah.
So, this just all happened this morning that the Afghanistan president said, hey, it's over. We're out of here.
Yeah.
We all knew this was going to happen as soon as Biden became president. It all happened a lot faster.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But
I did have a special forces friend of mine. You know who I'm talking about, Dave. And right. He actually told me about 3 months ago. I said, what's the one thing we should worry about collectively? This was back in probably 6 months ago. This was back in January. He said Afghanistan. He said Afghanistan is going to be a major, major problem. Look, dude, it's really sickening, actually, if you think about it. Over the last 20 years since 9/11, we spent trillions of dollars, sacrificed thousands of lives. And for what? To give it back in 3 months.
Yeah. So under Trump, he actually also had announced that he wanted to have everyone leave because Donald Trump has never been for these foreign entanglements.
Well, the question is not so much, I don't want to fight a perpetual war there either, but the question is, how do you leave? You don't leave by, by pre-announcing the departure date to your enemy. You know, you can keep a small force of people there, you know, killing the bad guys and doing a great job without having 10,000 troops there.
No, and unfortunately, now we have to bring forces back in to help everyone else get out. And of course, the initial analogy is the 1975, you know, Saigon evacuation.
And here's a quote.
It's
sorry, go ahead. Yeah. No. And here's a quote, by the way, from the leader who I just saw playing on Twitter or something. Quote, it's our belief that one day the Mujahideen will have victory and Islamic law will come into not just Afghanistan, but all over the world. We are not in a hurry. We believe it will come one day. Right. Jihad will not end until the last day. Dave, I tell you, we said this before going on air. Make no mistake. There are satanic forces at work in this world. That's one of them.
So just like the Chinese Communist Party, they play the long game. None of this 2-4-6 year cycle. They are in it for eternity.
Exactly.
The Islamic radicals under Mohammed, this all dates back to the 7th century.
Yeah.
If you want to do a little history, we've been fighting them now for 1400 years.
Yeah.
So for them, this little drop, what's 20 years to them? It means nothing.
Nothing. And by the way, and I'm going to get some backup from my friend on this. In the past 24 hours, the Taliban forces have captured the following military assets belonging to the United States.
Oh boy, here we
two
go.
Black Hawk helicopters, two MD-530 attack helicopters, four MI-17 transport helicopters, and four Eagle UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. What do you think he can do with four unmanned aerial vehicles? Load them up with radioisotopes and drop them inside the New Orleans Superdome, something like that? That's exactly what these people want to do.
So anybody who is in charge of the military now under Biden should be locked up for treason for what they've just done, for now allowing into the billions of dollars of equipment of, you know, the best equipment known to mankind to fight with, whether it's helicopters, rifles, machine guns, you name it. Yep. They left behind acres of this top grade military equipment because they're idiots.
And meanwhile, the White House releases this photo of Sleepy Joe sitting at a war room table by himself with nobody around him. Looks like he's half asleep. I think he's going to be out soon, Dave. I really do think so. I think he is not competent. He does not know what's going on. No. He is unaware of situation and of things happening, and he is not competent leading this country.
Does he at least have a gallon of ice cream next to him to get him through the half of the day there that he can actually stay
awake? Yeah, it's Ben and Jerry's from Vermont, you know, because there are a couple of left-wing lunatics as well.
So this is going to be a problem now for the rest of our lives, what has just happened now.
Yeah.
The huge mistake of all this was trying to think, and this is George Bush and Paul, who's the other guy that was running with him, putting this all together, was deciding and thinking that Afghanistan could be somehow civilized and could have a centralized government. Paul Bremer is the guy who was saying,
oh, yeah.
Sorry. Impossible. These are warring factions and kind of a tribal feudalism that's been that way for hundreds of years. You can't change that just because you should have our government just like us. This is going to just be just like Germany after World War II. No,
right.
That was a huge mistake. Nobody was ever on board with this whole nation building nonsense. Did we want to wipe out the Taliban? Yes. Did we want to get Osama? Yes. But not this nonsense. And now here we are after 20 years of nonsense.
Yeah, I think we're in for some seriously, seriously adverse times. I hate to say that for folks, but in front of us. And so meanwhile, what has this lunatic administration been doing with their Justice Department while they took their eye off the ball over there and decided to basically exit in a very public way? Well, what they did is they had the U.S. Justice Department announce the number one terror threat. This is the Department of Homeland Security, part of the Justice Department. The number one terror threat now, Dave, in the world is you. Okay. Did you catch that? The number one terror threat in the world is you. Anti-vax protesters and anyone who questions the election integrity of last year, you are now a national security threat. And they've designated that for a very specific reason, because if you're designated a national security threat or a quote unquote terrorist, you can be taken under the Patriot Act. You can be taken off the grid forever, basically, and put in the equivalent of Gitmo and you're done.
You don't want to use the word civil war, but there's definitely the left-wing part of the DNC, which is basically the whole thing, has now created such a divisive atmosphere. So even just yesterday, LA City Hall, I'm sure maybe a lot of you have already seen this video, but there was a full-on brawl outside of the LA City Hall out here, where you had pro-freedom type, that would be us,
right,
actually saying, hey, we think these lockdowns are ridiculous. This mask wearing is ridiculous. And within a few minutes, the Antifa showed up. So there was a brawl. Somebody got stabbed. Somebody got hurt.
Yep.
And this is happening everywhere now on small scales and big. So we also know that the people in France are still, and good for them, they're still marching and trying to get their point across.
We're seeing this happen across all of Europe.
Until now, the governments have been completely silent and completely lacking any interest of showing any kind of sign of wanting to mediate any of this.
I mean, to me, it's a little bit shocking, Dave, in the sense that usually places like California and New York take their cues from France and the Western Europe in terms of the libtard left-wing policies and so forth. But now what you're seeing is the rise of the center right in Europe. You're seeing millions of people protest in the streets against these vaccine passports. You're seeing Canadians, this is up on InfoWars just this morning, Canadians storm injection center amid massive anti-vaccine passport protests. So you've seen tens of thousands of people in the streets in Montreal protest it. So it's a little perplexing that you're still got states like California and New York City pushing this edge of this envelope when it's pretty clear it's heading for failure.
Yeah. Well, you know how most totalitarian governments work and operate. They are, they're like it's a freight train.
They're committed to the cause no matter what.
They're committed. So, they're full on into it. So I think it's just like, you know, there was a great little picture of, you know, first Cuomo's gone and now, you know, Newsom's the next huge top thing that's going to topple and fall, hopefully praying on that one. So we'll see how that works out. And even in New York, I'm liking this guy, Lee Zeldin. So he's just a House of Rep guy out there. Have you heard of him?
Yep. Lee Zeldin? I have not. No.
So he's going to be running as the Republican against Cuomo in 2022. So they've got a replacement, like I was saying, she's going to easily be, you know, done away with. And hopefully Lee Zeldin, you know, we've had Republican governors there before.
Sure.
pretty recently. So we'll see if they can pull that one out of the hat.
Yeah, no, I know. And kind of just quickly, Dave, back on the prior point, I was just catching this also, this other story in InfoWars. So Biden, I think, you know, he's now designated. So not just election integrity people who question the outcome of the election. I don't see what that's, you know, you have questions, you can ask questions. But now the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has officially designated as anti-lockdown protesters as terrorists. So Dave, if you question the outcome of the election, if you protest against masks, if you protest against full-blown lockdowns, you're now a designated terrorist on behalf of the government of the United States. I have to tell you, this is really uncharted territory, and it's quite concerning, actually.
Yeah, unless you submit 100% to what they decree, me and Muhammad are like best buddies now.
Yeah, you and the mullah. Part of it. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you'll be taking the mullah out for beers later at Anaheim Stadium.
We're all terrorists now, I guess.
If you're white, and if you question, not even white, it's not even a color issue. This is just if you're just like a normal thinking person, and you're allowed to have free thoughts and speech, and you don't agree with something. I mean, this is classic. If you don't agree with the dictation of the state, the totalitarian, as you mentioned earlier, the communist regime, what we're saying, if you don't agree with masks and lockdowns and vaccines and the election outcome and so on and so forth, you are now a domestic terrorist.
Lovely. That's all lovely news, Frank.
Dude, I'm telling you, I wish I had something to rave about today, but it's getting worse. I'll just add one PS on this and I'll throw it over to you. But, you know, even at our kids' school, which is a private Christian school, in California, they have now succumbed to, you know, they said our kids are going to have to wear masks going back to school. And the school is erupted in protest. There's a special board meeting coming up in about a week, like many of these occurring around the country where we're seeing people speak out about this. There is absolutely zero factual scientific basis for masking kids at this stage. Zero. So it's all political. Ooh. And it's just unfortunate that even an institution like a private Christian school would succumb to this, but they are succumbing to secular forces.
It's a dark force, and it's very hard to avoid it at this point. We have to just keep pushing back. And you know, speaking of pushing back, I do want to give a shout out to my pillow pal, Mike Lindell.
Oh, Mike Lindell.
So he gave the long awaited 3-day cyber symposium just this last week.
Sure.
It was mixed reactions. The parts that I saw, there was a fantastic actually opening 23-minute video, kind of covering a lot of topics that I definitely highly encourage everyone to watch. It's on YouTube, actually, still, if you can believe it. I think it is.
That's incredible.
But he didn't come through with a final, like, oh, this is going to be super irrefutable evidence. It didn't. No, he didn't seal the deal on that. And which is okay. I just think he needs to kind of lower the expectations of what he can deliver.
Sure.
If he wants to give it, you know, I think we're still going to need to have these state county by county audits unravel the real mystery.
Well, one of the reasons I think, Dave, that you're not seeing the smoking gun that you just described is because the radical left is smart enough to have hundreds of redundancy systems in place. You're not just going to find one smoking gun and go, oh, okay, I guess the election was fraudulent. They have hundreds, if not thousands, of extra tripwires in place. So one gets tripped, nothing, you know. So they have lots of redundancy in the system to take care of those types of problems. So you will never find a smoking gun. Never.
Somebody had a great point. We have to start bringing the elections back to the way the Amish do things, which basically, you know, no electricity.
Yeah.
You know, just no machines, write it on a piece of paper.
Well, yeah,
and that's what it is.
Dude, it's funny you say that because, as you know, I'm originally Canadian. So Dominion Systems was a Canadian company in the beginning. And in fact, until very recently, had its headquarters in Toronto. And Canada, to this day, as a matter of fact, just yesterday, I'm not sure if you saw this, we won't cover this in today's podcast, but the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, just called a snap election. So there will be a federal election in Canada in 5 weeks. He just finished sending out checks to millions of people. So I guess he figures he can get reelected. But the point I want to make here is that Canada still has paper ballots. One person, paper ballot per person. You have to show your ID in every single province. So there you go. I think that's the model we should adopt.
I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. So it is complete all the way down the
all
line.
Paper.
Okay, very good. Yeah no, we have to start having that again, because we're already seeing the shenanigans in Maricopa County about, oh, we don't want to release the routers with all the information on it. Those are hidden. They're erased, yada, yada.
Exactly.
So they're playing games and they're going to continue to do that. So we'll see if we get some positive news there. One funny thing, though.
Yeah.
You can have put some kind of a smile on her face. They found another Hunter Biden laptop. Dun, da, da, da. So this is just more of the kind of crazy shenanigans. But
right.
He was a drug addicted, narcissistic screwball.
Of course.
And there's videos of him in Vegas penthouses with his prostitute of the night, talking about the crazy Russians and the huge money. I mean, it's like right out of a bad Scarface.
He's been disowned. I mean, he's gone. He's just, I mean, his dad doesn't even, he's not even part of the family.
Really is. No, I don't know. I disagree with you. I think he's still really? Is kind of still in the mix. Yeah.
I know he's getting Secret Service protection at his house in Malibu over there and near LA. So.
I know he's about a half hour from where I live.
There you go.
So that's lovely to
By think. The way, it's a breaking news here. I gotta inject. I know we're running short on time. It's a breaking news. Trump, 8 minutes ago, this just came out, has called on Biden to resign in disgrace.
Well, at least calm to the mat on all this stuff.
My lord. Things are breaking, dude. Things are breaking left and right.
I think every day is now a major event. Like the stuff that just happened this last week, Frank, was just thinking, if you put that in an entire year, you think, oh, that was a pretty busy year. This happened in 1 week.
1 week. I know. It's insane. And I think there's a lot more to come, dude. Unfortunately, I hate to say that. But hunker down out there, folks. Try to look after your own. Protect your family. Love your God. And pray for our country, because we're going to need it.
Yeah, double. I think we need double and triple prayers this coming week. So
absolutely.
I agree with you.
Dave, good to see you. We'll catch you next week.